Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com. And don't forget to click on our day tours link for excursions into the Southland.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin, inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte. I look forward to connecting you with your loved ones. Blessing to you.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Talk Witzlaf studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Good morning. Welcome to the Joey English Show on Tuesday, September the 6th. Are you up nice and early with me? KWXY means 1340 AM, and then two FM stations, 92.3 FM and 101.9 FM, home of great music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. And our show is the Joey English Desert Date Book, the Daily Date Book, great interviews, and music. So check those boxes off, if you would, please. Then at 12 noon, come have lunch with me. Let's have breakfast at 6 after my show's over and my music is played. Then at 12 noon, let's have lunch. Let me see what I'm doing around dinner time. And listen to me on 920 AM. I've been happy there for 26 years. And also 99.1 FM. I want this to be the best hour of your day, no matter where you listen. And after we're finished, we post everything to my website and to my Facebook page. Please friend me. You know how this goes. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, I love these things. Tuesday, September 6th is Read a Book Day. Yesterday was Be Late for Something Day. And tomorrow is National Salami Day. Variety, Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the world's best popcorn, presents the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society, the 20th Century Tonight, 6 p.m. reception, 7 p.m. concert, $15 is all, 2300 Barista Road, psculturalcenter.org. Women Leaders Forum is now accepting applications for young women leaders scholarship programs from female high school students, due by September 25th. You can sign up at ywldesert.org. The City of Temecula presents a Natural Preparedness Fair, September 10th. That's a Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Civic Center, 41000 Main Street. Go to temeculaca.gov. Okay, here he comes, the legendary Wink Martindale. We had a wonderful dinner with he and his beautiful bride, Sandy, and his spirit sounds just like his name. So, the legendary Wink Martindale will have the award-winning legendary History of Rock and Roll today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary, you got it, KWXY Radio, that means 1340 a.m., and two stations that are FMs, 92.3 and now 101.9 FM. Check out that happy person, winkmartindale.org. Thus, into the reading of Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, it's the first Tuesday in the month. That means it's time for all you people to listen to Dana Haynes. She's coming down from the mothership. Here she comes. And we're going to talk about the sign of
Virgo.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Well, you tell me.
You look good.
Okay, tell us about Virgo.
Virgos are getting into a better time, but the problem is Mars is a Gemini. And so when Mars is in Gemini, it brings frustrations in your personal life. It brings frustrations in your business life. And if you're not working, it's tougher to get a job. But it goes away, but that go away is in like March of 2023. So, you're going like, oh yeah, right, it's a good time. But it still is a good time. It just is, you are dealing with other people's frustrations. So like the employer maybe just can't hire at this time, even if he's advertising. It's like he'll advertise to make it look good, but it really isn't a job for you. It might be a temporary one, but it's not a good job. And so then when you go to the personal life, it's like your relatives your family, like the family close, not far away, the family close. They may be very ill. They may pass away. And it's because it's other people's problems that you're dealing with.
This is a Virgo, Joey Pals. Stay focused with me. I'm trying hard to stay focused because it's not about Scorpios.
Right. Scorpios are another deal.
Okay, so Virgos, let's see, will the retrograde affect a Virgo very badly or very well?
The retrograde isn't as bad as everybody says. It's like if I was taking a flight, I would make sure that my baggage, anything important is on and near my body at all times.
Is that for everybody or just a Virgo?
No, just everybody. But it's where the retrograde can be more intense, make whatever it is more intense, your feelings, everything, with this Mars and Gemini around. So the Virgo has to watch that they're not so emotional that they're not dealing sensibly, which they normally do, almost too sensibly. It's where they're not focusing enough. And so they've got to realize that, hey, time passes, it gets better, and it's going to get better. It's actually a good month for them, but they've got to look around.
Interesting. Okay. We're talking with Dana Haynes. The website is astrologyworldnews.com, and we're talking about Virgos.
Definitely. Yeah. They are definitely practical, down to earth, even if it's, they're more so if it's a rising sign.
Oh, let's talk about that a little bit. I've learned over the years with you. My sun sign, all of you Joey Pals, your sun sign is tied to the month you were born. Mine is Scorpio. Everybody write that down. Your rising sign is tied to the time you were born. Mine is Scorpio. Write that down. And your moon sign is tied to where the moon was when you were born. Mine is Scorpio. So memorize that. So why do we only pay attention to our rising signs? You've always taught us, read your rising sign. That's who you really are.
That's it. It's who you really are. In your case, you're all rolled into one big bundle.
Yeah.
But it's where if you were a Virgo but had a Scorpio rising sign, that would be a different read. If you were a Scorpio sun sign with a Virgo rising sign, you would be feeling all the frustrations that I'm talking about right now.
What good is the moon sign? What does that do for me?
Emotions. It's how you put out your emotions. And so you can be, you know, with a moon Scorpio, you can either be very intense, very upbeat, the entertainer, you know, or you can be a chef in the kitchen, and you actually do cook very well. And it's where you like parties, but you don't like parties. It depends on what the party is.
Boy, you always get me right on the money. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. That's our conversation about Virgos. When does Virgo end, Dana?
Well, it doesn't really end, but it does. Like you're not dropping dead. No, it ends around the 21st of September, and then it becomes Libra. Okay, but sometimes it's the 22nd or the 23rd because the sun position is moving at a faster or slower pace.
And you've taught me over the years, you don't like me talking about being on the cusp. No such thing, you've said.
No such thing. You're one sign or the other. And you're in a sense, you can be a multiple sign within your one sign.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Well, if you were the Scorpio rising sign in the first 10 degrees. Okay, so that gives you a Scorpio meaning. So you're very intense, and it's more about the meaning. But if you were the later degrees, it would be Pisces, and then it would go back to Cancer. So that would give you, if you had the Cancer influence or the Pisces, you'd be much softer in many ways. However, the Pisces makes you more intense and aware, but you're already intense and aware with all your other Scorpio.
Now, are you talking about the degrees that affect your sun sign or your rising sign or your moon?
Rising sign.
Okay. Now, tell Joey Pals, because this is tricky. Most people I'll talk to, they don't feel connected to their horoscope because they're reading the sun sign. Yeah. They're not reading the rising sign. How do you determine a rising sign? And if you don't, for instance, have your birth certificate or know what time you were born, can you, Dana Haynes, figure it out for them?
Yes, I can work it back, but I need much more information about their body and much more. Like, I want to know how tall you are, what color your eyes are, do you wear long hair or short hair? And then I would ask what the mother and the father's birth date is.
Wow.
And if you're adopted, I want to know when you were adopted and what your step-parents are, even though you consider them your parents. And so I need certain information. If you're married, I need the partner's birth date, because I want to see who the partner is attracted to. And they're always attracted to your rising sign.
Oh, my goodness. Your mate, your partner, gay, straight, orange, black, purple, green, yeah, is always attracted to your rising sign. Mm-hmm. Their rising sign, your rising sign?
Sometimes it makes it more intense, but it could be I'm looking at the Venus and the Mars position in their chart to see who you're attracted to. Men normally are attracted through the Mars position. Women are normally attracted through the Venus.
Like the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Right, right.
There was some truth to that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He actually got it quite right in many ways. So, you know, it's really important that we know what to look for. I want to know if you had any health problems in the first 7 years of your life.
Oh.
You know, and I had a gentleman who was a Virgo, come to think of it, and he had problems from about the first month of his life. And it continued until the doctors discovered that it was a formula that was creating major, major issues. And, you know, it's where way back when the mothers really had to think, how do you feel, you know, feed your child if you can do it through the breast milk? And sometimes they're allergic to the breast milk, depending what the mother eats on a regular basis.
You're making me think of a question, and we're out of time, but it's a good question. Give me a short answer. Is all my history stored in the stars? Can you look back?
That's what I do.
Back?
Back. That's how I get the birth time.
Joey Pals, do not try this at home. What's the phone number, sweetheart?
Oh, gosh. 442-226-6373. The mothership does let the calls go through.
And it's astrologyworldnews.com. I always love talking to you, Dana. Thanks a bunch. Is Scorpio okay for a few months? Uh-oh, she's pausing.
Well, I'm pausing only because I know where Uranus and Saturn is, but it's not being as damaging as it was earlier. So, yeah, a few problems here and there, but nothing.
That which does not kill us makes us
strong. Very strong.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Dana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.